So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening. Back to league matters after Tuesday night's game in the League Cup, Buxton on Saturday. But before that, how was Thursday night's training after that match against Sheffield on Tuesday?
Thursday was great. You know, we knew, you know, we made five or six changes. We had a few lads out there. We had tired legs from Saturday. You know, it's a cup competition that I love, you know, for a number of reasons. It's kind of my first piece of silverware as a manager. But, you know, on reflection now, looking at it, we're only going to go into the last 16. It's probably the games that we could do without, and that's not me disrespecting the trophy at all. It's me just focusing now, you know, looking at a semi-final that we've got coming up with Earlham in the Manchester Cup and, you know, the best part of 20-plus league games to go. So you know, it's going to be a hectic schedule. So, yeah, disappointing. I want to win every game of football. But I thought the lads were incredible Tuesday, especially the ones who hadn't played much football. But it's back to League Masters tomorrow. And, you know, that's our, if you will, our bread and butter. And we've talked about it. And it's a game for the squad. And for me personally, I've never been to Buxton. You know, it's for me personally and the FC United. Entourage always tell me about, you know, the away days I've had at Buxton, etc. So I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, for us, we just can't wait to get back to league action.
Like you touched upon there with regards to fixtures and priorities and that kind of thing. The next round of the League Cup was going to be the week of that Nantwich game in the league. So you were going to be juggling a lot at that stage of the campaign, weren't you, in all fairness?
Listen, Ben, we've got a really small squad, you know, and that's, you know, that's the way we want it. It's more, you know, tight-knit, but, you know, down to 17, 18. And, you know, the cup runs are brilliant. You know, we've loved the trophy. We've loved the Integral Cup. You know, we're really looking forward to the Manchester Cup. But we've really got to be able to get our league games in. I think, you know, only last week, I think five games were rescheduled. And, you know, when we get into, by the time we get to February, March, we're playing Saturday, Tuesday. We're training Wednesday, Thursday. We're in Saturday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it's going to be a hectic schedule. And, you know, hopefully we go injury-free. But if we don't, you're upsetting the rhythm of the squad. We've got to change things slightly. So, listen, massive credit to Sheffield. I thought they were brilliant. Really enjoyed the company from the management team and the playing staff. And, you know, I want them to go on and be successful. I really do. But for us, it's probably a fixture I could have done without, but I really wanted to win it at the same time. I don't want people to think that I'm making an excuse because we didn't win. I wanted to win the game, but we didn't. And on reflection, after speaking to several people, it might not be a bad thing that we're out. But that's only if we continue with our positive league form, because there's no point going out of a trophy and then following it up with, you know, with a good performance in the league. Otherwise, the kind of the rot sets in, doesn't it? And that's not what anyone wants.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Buxton tomorrow, like you say, you've never played there before, but I think they've got a brand new 3G pitch. They've levelled out the minor slope that they had there at Silverlands. So, I mean, you've said it before, your team likes playing on surfaces like that. So, but Buxton are a bit of a different animal to what they were when we last played them.
Yeah, Ben, we're a footballing side. You know, we love flat surfaces. We love playing at home. You know, our pitch is fantastic. We don't necessarily like going to the places like Ashton or like Whitby, but you know, we've been to both places, so we can show that we've got another side of our game. We've gone there and took maximum points from poor surfaces. Tomorrow, we've got no excuse. You know, we're down on a, if you will, a flat carpet. We want to express ourselves. We want to get the ball moving. And as like we did to Hyde the other week, you know, when we won five, I'm not saying it'll be the same scoreline, but it gives us a real opportunity to play our fast, free-flowing football. As for Buxton, you know, we beat them 7, didn't we, this season? And, you know, that was under the old manager, Paul Phillips, I believe, just got the Matlock job today. So you know, it's going to be a difficult task, because I know that if I was in the Buxton team that came to Broadhurst Park and I'm getting named tomorrow, I certainly wouldn't want to, you know, I wouldn't want to replicate that result. So I'm sure it'll be an easy one for them to get fired up for. New manager, things have happened off the field. So, you know, it's going to be a tough task. And they've come too recently. I know they're third from bottom, but don't look at the league table, because I still think that anyone can beat anybody. We've just got to go down there and you know, keep to the game plan. We worked on it hard this week in training. And hopefully, you know, come quarter five tomorrow, we've got the right result.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a couple of squad bits and bobs before we go, Neil. And Rain Halliwell, obviously, I think he went out on loan to get more game time. But you've got news on that side of things.
Yeah, listen, me and Rain have been chatting probably every fortnight, tracking his progress. You know, he's been in and out of the Widnes squad. He's scored a few goals. He's been on the bench. And, you know, I think he wants to go and play consistently. And, you know, we've been tracking that. And as long as he made, you know, really good progress there, then we would have looked to bring him back. As it happens, you know, he's looking for a change. Me and Rain spoke tonight. He's been brilliant. You know, he's a lovely lad. It's just not worked out for him, you know, in the wide areas that, you know, we've got some exceptional players. But so he's decided, or we decided, that he's going to go on to move on to Pastures News. So, you know, it's just a big thanks to Rain and for him. Good luck in the future. As for the squad side, you know, tomorrow we're going into it with a fully fit 16. We only had one absence from training last night who won't join up with the squad. But apart from that, you know, I've got a really strong bench. I've got a really strong 11. And, you know, like I said, we're going to go down there and hopefully execute the game plan and, you know, get three more points in our quest for, you know, what everyone wants. And that's finishing the playoffs and hopefully get promotion.